Welcome to Oshiega. Ty Verdes, how you doing?
What's up? Wait, I'm actually just burping because the food's so good, I was just eating.
That's fine. What did you have? Tell me.
I had some like mushroom fried something in like a veggie bowl.
Oh, nice.
Ridiculous. Disrespectful. Don't come here because you're not ready for the food.
You like the food in Canada in general?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's honestly just, I've been to, you know, a bunch of cities, Quebec, Montreal, and Toronto, and every single time I go, it's just like, it's wild. My taste buds go on a roller coaster.
Really? I think it's just like, because I'm not from Canada either, right?
But okay.
I think it's just like, this country offers a little bit of everything, and they do everything really well.
Yeah, I feel like America does that too, but we're not doing it like Canada, though.
It's not the same.
I mean, I guess, you know, I've been to some good food spots in New York and like LA, so you know, you can find good food anywhere. I'll be that. I'm a fair judge.
Okay. Well, listen, alongside the food, we've got your set today to enjoy here at Oshiega in Montreal. We cannot wait.
That is something that is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you pumped? You've done a few festivals now, though, right?
I mean, shit, this is like show 100, you know?
Wow.
So, like, I really think that for me, it's all about just like going to different places, finding new experiences, and also just like whoever's in the crowd, connecting with them, you know, and figuring out how we can have the best time.
Amazing. That's what we're going to do for sure. Yeah. I'll be there. It feels silly congratulating you now on the debut album TV because it's been so long. You've just announced the second one in less than 50 days' time on September 16th. Am I right?
September 16th. Yeah.
It's the second album.
Yeah.
How does it feel now the news is out?
Well, I think that I'm scared for people. I'm really frightened because
you're scared for people or for you?
No, I'm scared for the people.
Oh.
They're not ready for this good shit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love
that. Like, if you listen to it, I just think that, like, I'm really, it's just my taste. You know, I co-produced every song. I'm the one writing the words. I made the cover art. It's like, if you listen to this, you're getting me, you know?
Well, as opposed to what on the debut album then?
That was my 13 songs that I had first ever written, like out of like, I had written 30 songs out of the time, and that was just my first 13. And then with this next one, it's out of my first 150 songs that I've ever written. So it's basically like you're getting the cream of the crop. Not only the ones that are like my favorites, but the ones that tell a story, because it's just like my first album as well, how I told the story about me dropping out of college and then, you know, meeting a girl, thinking we'd have some cute kids, getting stuck in the middle, and then like breaking up and being A-okay at the end. It's kind of about, like you can see, I have it on my hair too.
Yes. Hair. Just turn around that way so we can see. Wow.
The whole album is structured around love, so I got it braided in my hair.
I like thought that was just for iHeartRadio Canada. That's, you got a little heart, right?
Hey, you know, we don't discriminate over here. Love is love.
Tell me, is the song She Loves Me going to be on the new album?
Every single thing that I drop, there's a reason why I drop it. You know? So, yeah.
And just let's touch some more on that song, She Loves Me. It's such a jam. It's so good.
Man, I wouldn't let you rock out of a song that was mediocre. I wouldn't let you tell me a song that was mediocre. Come on.
No, I would tell you.
Yeah, you would
tell me. I'd be like, look, that last one.
Not my favorite.
You peaked here, now you're kind of here. No, it's so good. I love it. It's such a vibe. And I feel like today, like I woke up and I thought it was going to be a lot sunnier and a lot warmer than it is right now today. I think this is like the perfect temperature and vibe for your music.
Yeah, no.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Honestly,
is there a perfect temp for Ty Verdes' music?
I think that this temperature is great for me because I get a little bit less sweaty, but I make it work no matter. Like, if we have to get sweaty, let's get sweaty. You know
we
what I'm saying?
We can get sweaty.
But other than that, we don't
have
to.
That's coming in part two. Just you wait. Do you run hot on stage? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, like, I run on the stage physically.
Oh.
You know, like, I'm back and forth. Like, I mean, I don't know. Have you seen a set of mine yet?
I haven't. Not in person.
Okay,
no,
so.
No videos.
Watch.
Okay.
And then you'll be like, oh, now I know what he's saying.
You should wear, like, a heart monitor or, like, a smartwatch or something. See how many calories you do. How many do you think you do on stage? It's
I
a
will
lot.
Do it. If an Apple Watch sponsorship comes, I'll definitely be doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's coming.
How many steps do you think I get? I probably do. I've never worn one of those. I mean, I did when I was like in third grade when we had to do in gym class.
Yeah.
But like,
did you have to do the bleep test?
I had to do we are in the same genre of memory right now,
yeah.
and it's working.
Yeah.
And I think that now I'm thinking about going under that umbrella thing
yeah.
that all the kids used to be in a circle
yes.
and go under. Yeah. I'm thinking about that now.
Yeah, good memories and bad memories yeah. all coming back to me. I had exactly. so many letters from my mom saying, Miles has to be excused from gym class today.
Oh, nice.
Most of them forged by me. Your I brother's called Miles.
Yeah, my brother's name is Miles.
No way.
Yeah,
How many siblings you got?
I got one sibling.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, the exact opposite of me. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like he's like a little brother that's like 6'4", you know? So he's really big and he's got like a little bit like that competition in him. So he's scary. He's scary. It's like you got a little, you can't have a Napoleon complex and be 6'4". That's a scary combination.
Right, yeah.
You know?
What does he do?
He works with my dad.
Okay, cool.
Selling cars.
So he's the complete opposite of you. Do you let him listen to your music before it comes out?
I rarely let people listen to my music before it comes out, but yeah, I mean, like, he's heard it, but it's not like I'm not one of those people that believes your family or friends should be your fans.
Why?
If you don't know why, then you're not doing it right. If you think that you need to get your mom's approval on the song that you're doing it, then you're probably not going to go that far as an artist.
Like, okay.
You need to go and make something that you're proud of and make something that you want to make just because you want to make it and not have it be unhindered by, you know, other people's outside opinions, especially ones that are in your close circle that don't really know. They can be, I can't remember the difference between sympathetic and empathetic right now, but whatever the wrong one is,
right.
that's what they are. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
to
yeah,
your
yeah.
situation, because they're not you.
Well, that mindset is working for you so far, and we wish you all the success,
yeah.
Not just today on stage, on the HDTV tour, which is continuing in North America soon, right? And
yes.
Loads of shows, loads of festivals coming up. You're in the UK, I think, soon.
Yeah, Reading and Leeds. Let's get it.
Nice. I'll send all my friends back home. They'll be there. And best of luck on the second album on September 16th. Is it HDTV? Is that the name, or we're not sure yet?
You're smart. Listen, the IQ is high in Canada. Okay, yeah, HDTV is the name of it.
Nice. All right. You heard it here first. Ty Virtus, thanks so much for hanging out.
Oh, yeah.